This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Broncos' big plans for Denver's Burnham Yard and a new stadium there are coming into focus. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The Broncos on Wednesday submitted nearly 100 pages of preliminary plans for their new stadium and mixed-use development in Denver. It came just hours after Denver voters approved more than $100 million in investments in road projects near the site. And the plans show the Broncos were counting on that. Their preliminary layout is heavily reliant on city-funded changes to 8th and 6th Avenues. The Broncos insist the project itself will be privately funded, and there's lots more planning and community engagement to come. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The lab director for Colorado State Health Department is on paid leave. It comes during a long investigation into problems at the state-run lab. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
In September, Emily Travanti was put on paid administrative leave, according to a letter obtained by CPR News as part of a records request. The letter from the head of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment cited the loss of federal certifications at the lab. The Environmental Protection Agency began stripping the lab of water testing certifications last year, once it was learned that chemists were manipulating data. EPA also cited turnover in supervisor roles that was not disclosed. CDPHE did not respond to questions or a request for an interview. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
In Grand Junction, clear in 35 overnight. This is CPR News.